This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Talk Live, dial toll free, bring up whatever you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Also, the Discord on-air call-in line rooms are available to you over at discord.lrn.fm. You can get into one of those rooms. There's four of them. Pick whichever one you want. We'll see you in there, and then we will join you, and you'll be on the air with us shortly thereafter. And talk about whatever you want in high quality and sound almost like you're sitting here with us. I'm Ian.
Melanie.
And Mark.
As we go back to your phone calls and thoughts, Greg is with us in New York. Greg, you wanted to comment on the upcoming elections, which are imminent. We are on election eve here in the United States.
Yeah, I'd like to comment on something that I think most of us will agree on. The Republicans were criticizing the Obama administration and, I guess, Congress for increasing the debt. I mean, this was like a huge criticism of Obama.
Yep.
That he doubled the debt.
Yep.
Didn't Bush more than double it, too?
They both about doubled the debt.
Yeah.
I posted this on our Facebook page that, you know, the Trump debt and showed it from the Clinton administration on up, you know, a really nice graphic of the debt as it had been written. And some, you know, a mind-numbed lame-o goes on there, what about Obama? And I'm like, look at the graphic. It shows his
debts. The dates,
right?
On the graphic.
Like, you know, if Trump wanted to lower the debt, Rand Paul has made a very clear system how to do it. You cut by 1% every year for 5 years or something, and that'll, I don't know what the specifics
1%.
Are. It's called the One Penny Plan. Look it up. It's on Google, and it makes it relatively clear. Not a percent in increased spending, but a percent off of whatever they're spending right now. As far as I'm concerned, the government's too big and inefficient that 1% isn't something that any one program would particularly miss.
Yeah, there's no chance that'll happen, though, with Donald Trump.
Nope, there's no chance that'll happen with any chief executive that's going to come in our lifetimes, Greg.
I think Ron Paul could have done it, but I just wanted to sort of make an overall point. The Republicans made this a huge campaign issue about the debt, but the debt is simply the sum of the deficits. I mean, it's pretty much the sum of the deficits in every year. When there is an economy and the private sector is hurting, like after 2008, I think there's a very good case to be made that the deficits would be high and the debt would increase. I mean, that happens even if the president does nothing, because the automatic stabilizers kick in, the progressive taxation and so forth happens to increase the debt. And that's fine. But when the economy is roaring, now is the time to not just, and you might not like this other part, not just decrease the spending, but also increase the taxes. And the reason to increase the taxes is because we have to pay down the debt. And if we don't pay down the debt when the economy is booming, then when are we going to do it? We're going to have to print more money.
First of all, if you raise the taxes, then the economy is going to stop booming. And there's...
Well, it
is, because if I get to keep 50% of what I make, I'm going to work more than if I get to keep 40% of what I make.
Well, that's the theory.
FDR kept us in the Depression for more than 10 years, just to be, if you're using FDR.
Regardless of I just like what I do. So
I don't necessarily believe that, but it's not true of most people.
Keynesian economics says what Greg is saying is so. And there's some evidence for what he's saying being true. I think if you're going to raise taxes and if you're going to pay off a debt, you should be doing that during the boom and the boom bust cycle. However, However, Rand Paul does have a system for, you know, paying things off much more quickly. I think that's worth a look here. I've just pulled it up so we can take a look. But nonetheless, Greg, to pay off the debt, we have to recognize that it's legitimate, right?
I don't.
And I don't. I say that this is 2 centuries of war that has been laid upon me. And I'm a 47-year-old man today, but at one point I was a crying baby, right? And that was in 1972, because I was born in 71, right? In 1972, I'm a crying baby, and then-President Nixon says, well, this man, he owes us $25,000, because that's our debt. And because the debt has been moved forward from the Jackson administration forward. So Civil War, Spanish-American War, Mexican-American War, World War I, World War II.
All these wars.
Yeah, that's all the debt.
Wars.
Then there's the Social Security, which you know isn't going to pay anything for me.
So wait, what you're saying, Mark, is basically screw the debt, right? Like, why bother paying it off?
Well,
what's the benefit of paying it off?
It's very problematic. A lot of people can die. So Henry David Thoreau in Civil Disobedience sort of said, I don't want to pay the taxes and fund the, I think it was the Spanish-American War.
Yep.
And then he got thrown in jail, and then his parents bailed him out or something like that.
I think it's
paid the tax.
All right.
But I just want to say that, look, the debt is there. It's a reality. And
it's a fiction.
The wars, of course not.
It's a fiction. It's all based on fictitious money anyway.
So what negative effects are there going to be if the U.S. is just like, screw it, I'm not paying you?
I can say what's going to happen. I mean, this is pretty much what's going to happen. There's nothing really that's going to change it. So what's going to happen is that the U.S. will print its money, print its way out of the debt, which is...
Wait, no, I'm not saying if they pay it through other means. I'm saying if they don't pay it.
Well, I'm explaining what... Oh,
no, you're explaining another method of paying it.
So if the U.S. defaults on its debt, what happens is after the Bretton Woods system, the U.S. treasuries are a huge component of the world's bank reserves. So if they suddenly become devalued, maybe junk bond status, essentially the entire world's economy is now not backed by anything. So I guess people...
It's not backed by anything now.
And plus, another thing...
If the banking system fails, you're just giving me more incentives to not pay the debt.
Ultimately, the politicians know there's no penalty for not paying the debt. That's why they don't bother, right? They just keep on printing, keep on adding to the debt. There's no punishment for them.
Okay, but we're talking about U.S. senators, so...
Yeah, I mean, other countries.
Yeah, so if there's some small country somewhere that owes the U.S. or Russia or China money, maybe they have some incentive to pay it. I don't see what incentive the U.S. has.
Normally, when you have a personal debt, you know, you put some sort of collateral up, right? Like somebody can take your car or they can take your whatever it is that you have, your house, something
right.
That's valuable, and then you lose that. In order to pay off the debt, you put up some sort of collateral. There's no collateral backing this debt, is there?
Well, I think that Donald Trump already learned through his bankruptcies that when you have a small debt, it's your problem. When you have a big debt, it's the bank's problem.
Somebody else's problem.
If you have the world's debt, then no one will.
It's the world's problem.
No one will sanction the U.S. No one will sanction the U.S.
Okay,
so let it go.
There's no.
Okay, wait a second. Much more important statement, Greg. What happens when they pay off the debt? There's no money left.
The money is based on debt. Well, yes.
It's a Federal Reserve note.
If the system is based on
loaned into existence.
I thought you believe in sound money, so do you believe in
I do.
Money?
Yeah, the dollar is not sound.
Advocating something and acknowledging that something exists are two different things. I believe in a free society. That doesn't mean we have one.
Right, the dollar isn't sound money. None of us here believe in the dollar. We use the dollar because you have to, for the most part, to get along in this particular life. But that doesn't mean we believe in it or support it.
Realistically, what will happen is that the U.S. will print more money, which will basically make treasury yields. It will be factored into the treasury yield that the dollar is worth less, right?
Sure.
And
that's inflation.
What will happen is U.S. treasuries will be replaced by Chinese treasuries or some other country that doesn't do
Yeah, I mean, color me unconcerned about that.
The Chinese are devaluing their currency at a breakneck speed.
Well, all currencies are devaluing. That's the only reason why currencies play off one another in the marketplace is because they're all devaluing at different rates, right? So, like, right now, thanks for the call, Greg. Appreciate the discussion. Right now, you know, I don't know what the rate is of Canadian dollar compared to the U.S. dollar, but it's constantly changing. The Mexican dollar, peso, compared to the U.S. dollar, it's changing. But that's because they're all just printing as they want to. Venezuela's printing like crazy, so theirs is the worst of the entire planet
today.
But it's just, you know, the worst versus the best cancer is really what we're talking about here, which is why getting to real sound money is a good idea, which we can come back
from with. From the second letter of Captain Mark. Any pirate knows that commerce is communication. Markets condense oceans of information into a single price. Innovations in communication are circumventing the scrutiny of the crown. This signals a change in the coin of the realm. The crown uses digital currency to surveil, censor, seize, and destroy wealth at will, so pirate currency must protect us from this weaponized money. We need to move funds further, faster, cheaper, and without third-party observation, basing decisions on an accelerating flow of information, so pirates require nearly instantaneous transactions with no arbitrary limits on volume or artificial influences on fees. Most importantly, a pirate currency must preclude centralization. Otherwise, it will become another link in our chain to the crown. A superior currency will result in the obsolescence of the coin of the realm and the extinction of the crown itself. Trade above the grid. Join us at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
Your property and your family are precious. Protect them with Blink. Blink motion-activated HD cameras are wire-free, set up fast, and their batteries last up to 2 years. And Blink's live feed option lets you monitor what's happening in your home anytime, anywhere. No contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. You can get 3 Blink cameras for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. Blink is an Amazon company.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in. toll-free. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Or jump into the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. We got four of them. Just head over to discord.lrn.fm. You can pick one, jump in there, and we'll get you on the air here with us in the studio tonight. It's Ian.
Melanie.
And Mark.
For a long time, libertarians have been wanting what liberty.menu has finally created, an actual usable, beautiful, easy-to-use libertarian business directory. That's basically what liberty.menu is.
The black and yellow pages.
Yeah, and it is also not just businesses, but also events and digital content creators. You're welcome there. If you're a liberty-minded person, if you are an individual who rejects the initiation of force and who agrees to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle, you qualify to use liberty.menu. So get on over there and put the thing that you do, or more than one of them, up on liberty.menu, because it's free. So there's no reason not to do this at liberty.menu, unless you don't want people to know you're a libertarian. If that's what you want to stay in the closet, well, then you probably shouldn't be on liberty.menu. But if you don't mind people knowing that, and you want...
Then it's free advertising.
Right, then it's completely free. And you can do some upgrades if you want to help promote your item more so than the others on the site. But by default, it's a free site, and it's great. You will enjoy it. Liberty.menu, use code FTL, and you get a special Free Talk Live listener badge on your profile. Once again, liberty.menu. Great URL, too. Super easy to remember. As we continue here, you can bring up anything you want. We were talking about the debt, actually, a few moments ago, this idea that something must be done. And it's certainly a political issue, right? Like the politicians...
People talk about the debt all the time. I mean, and it's I talk about it all the time. It's
noteworthy to identify. Yeah. Right. Like it's not unimportant. It's still noteworthy to identify how insane the spending is of the government. Right, that's one metric that you can look at is to see how the debt's going up over time. And as you pointed out, Mark, whether it's George W. Bush or Barack Obama,
it doubled under Bush and doubled under Obama, and if it doubles under,
do the same thing under Trump, right? So, in fact, your prediction of the Trump presidency was at the end of a second term, you believe that the debt will have doubled. And
at the end of 2024. Whomever is president, I think we will probably see a doubling of the debt to about $40 trillion.
Yeah, it doesn't matter if Hillary takes over for the 4 years or if
really
the one who's in charge there. So, and it's not to say that the government money system is something to be ignored. It's something to be very seriously considered. So, I mean, we need to talk about money, and we need to talk about sound money and how to get out of this government money system. And of course, cryptocurrency, to come back around to a topic we were discussing earlier, cryptocurrency is one of the ways out of it. Because that is a money the government cannot control.
Yeah.
And it is a way out of a system in which the, as you pointed out, Mark, the money that we have is built on debt. The money only exists because of the debt system.
It's a Federal Reserve note. A note is, I mean...
It's evidence of debt.
Right. That's what you call the loan in your car, correct. The loan in your house. They call them a note.
Correct. So how do you get away from that?
It's well, called a bill.
You know, there's still value that's being transferred out there, right? Value is being created in the marketplace with new ideas being combined with old ideas and new ideas being made into new things and products and services. So there's constantly value being created in the marketplace. To some extent, the debt notes that we have are the default way of realizing that value, but that doesn't mean it has to stay that way. There's no reason why we can't transition to a different money system of cryptocurrency or something else that we haven't seen yet. But cryptocurrency is the first major step towards something different, towards a system based on actual value, toward a system based outside of the control of bureaucrats and outside of the control of bankers. And they are scared to death of this happening. Which is why you see the stories by these old bankers coming out and talking about, Bitcoin isn't going to work. This is a terrible idea.
You'll become terribly, terribly poor.
Yeah.
As though you're not now, right? Like, they've designed a system where they have stolen, like, they've destroyed the middle class.
Yeah.
They've stolen that wealth. They've moved it to themselves. They've called themselves too big to fail. And now they have the audacity, the temerity to shake their old, wrinkled,
yep,
green, money-stained fingers at you and say, "Oh, my God, you better not take any chances with this." What? What? You old thief! You stinking thief! You liar! Your hands are covered in the blood of innocence because you are part of the military-industrial complex. Your desire for more money funds the war machine, and you dare tell me that Bitcoin is bad? Oh, well, what about the carbon and the atmosphere? There's Bitcoin's doing
energy.
A lot of mining.
There's a lot of energy.
What about all your stinking fluorescent lights and all your banks?
Yep.
Okay? I mean, and besides that, when was the last time you cared about the environment? Suddenly you care about the environment?
How about every computer running in every single bank building,
yes,
with all those lights and everything? I mean, the amount of power being consumed by the banking industry will dwarf whatever it is that the cryptocurrency world,
yes,
is doing.
It's ludicrous.
Because you don't need a bunch of people to be involved in mining Bitcoin. You know, one person or a small group of them can own vast, you know, server racks full of miners. And that's all. You just need one tech to go around and pull out, you know, expired cards and pop new ones in. You know, you don't need a whole lot of upkeep in that particular world. And so, anyway, cryptocurrency is the way out of this that we currently see. We used to love the idea of gold and silver, and it's still a fine thing to protect your wealth against, you know, the ravages of inflation. I think historically gold and silver and precious metals have proven themselves in that way. So there have always been ways for people to take the money that they're getting in dollars or whatever other fiat currency in the world and put it into something that protects them. But the difference between, of course, cryptocurrency and gold and silver is that cryptocurrency is easily exchangeable. It's
right.
Easily movable. It's not easy to send silver, you know, to somebody. You got to pack it. You got to ship it. You got to hope the shipper doesn't steal it.
Right.
You know?
If I want to send silver secretly to somebody in North Korea so that they can live a slightly better life, I'm going to have one hell of a time doing it.
Good
However,
luck.
If they can, if they've got a smartphone, and as a matter of fact, it's possible even with a dumb phone with text-to-coin?
Cointext.
Cointext.io.
.io.
With Cointext.io, I can send to their dumb phone, I can send them some cryptocurrency, which maybe they can...
We don't know if that's valid in North Korea at this time, but we'd have to ask Vin about that next week. He'll be here next week or this week.
The technology is coming down the pike.
Yeah, it's coming.
The technology to get a handful of silver dimes to those people, not there.
No, and it won't ever be there. However, there is the Liberty Dollar, too, which we should talk about here, because there was a contest. You mentioned at the very beginning of the show, we've been
the
doing
the contest has been drawn, yeah.
Yeah, we've been doing a giveaway. You were getting entries right up until the very end,
yes,
too, by the way.
Yeah. Lots of entries.
So thank you to everybody who entered that contest, because, well, who doesn't want some free cryptocurrency, especially crypto that's backed up by actual silver pieces, which is what the Liberty Dollar 2 Vision is. It's a cryptocurrency token on the Ethereum blockchain, by the way. We were talking about Ethereum earlier tonight. And it's backed by vaulted silver, which you can ostensibly, now we haven't had a chance to actually try this process yet, but you can redeem if you want to actually get the silver. You can do that with the Liberty Dollar too. Do you remember the winner's name?
Yeah, remember
Spencer?
I just said thanks to him. I don't have it sitting here right in front of me. I'm
okay.
Sorry, Ian.
I'm sorry. I did kind of pull that on you, but I'm sure you'll pull that up here in a moment. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE. We'll give you the winner's name again. I know you mentioned it at the beginning of the show, but it was the beginning of the show. We're coming up here in a moment. You can join
Stewart.
Us, Stewart. Okay, I was close. It's Free Talk Live. I had the S right.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Epigenetics and the Sins of the Father. God Said, Man Said.com. U.S. colleges, new mental institutions. Close Satan's secret door. God Said, Man Said.com. Mummies and the Sons of Ham. Alcohol and Christians. Geologists say yes to crucifixion. God Said, Man Said.com. Which religion? Which Bible? Quantum physics to Adam's rib. Hours of text and streaming audio. God Said, Man Said.com.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. Midterm mania. It's down to the wire for Republicans and Democrats as the midterm election quickly approaches. President Trump on the road in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
You will be making a simple choice. A vote for Republicans is a vote to continue our extraordinary prosperity.
Now, the president at a Make America Great Again rally for Republican Mike Braun, who's running against incumbent Indiana Senator Democrat Joe Donnelly.
He will be a great new senator to work along with Todd. A vote for Mike Braun is a vote to keep your jobs going, to keep your wages going up.
As for Republican Mike Braun, he tells the crowd,
do this for me. Family and friends, get them out to vote. Help me send Joe Donnelly to the early retirement he deserves.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever you want. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. And we've got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Mark.
Don't forget, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features that we have on the site completely free. Of course, if you do want to contribute to Free Talk Live, one of the ways you can do that is through cryptocurrency. We do have a page on the site dedicated just for that. You can go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com, or I think crypto.freetalklive.com also works. But it'll take you to a page with a Bitcoin and Dash and Bitcoin Cash QR codes on to which you can donate.
Yeah, whichever ones you want.
If you feel so inclined. And we were just talking about the Liberty Dollar, too, Mark. Can we give the winner's name? Do we give the first and last name, or just...
Can you stop doing this to me?
You don't remember his name? It was like...
It's Spencer. Stewart.
Oh, Stewart. Stewart. Yep. Okay, so you don't want to give his last name.
I, buddy, you didn't ask me to have this pulled up. I looked.
I thought you were pulling it up at the end of the last segment.
I did, but I didn't keep it up. Bolton is his name.
Okay, very good. Stanley Bolton, you say?
It's Stewart.
Sorry, see, I'm bad at this. Bad at this as you are. Stewart Bolton, all right, great. Yes. Well, thanks, Stewart. He won the 10 Liberty Dollar 2s. Which the folks over at Liberty Dollar 2 at ld2coin.io.
I'll leave that page open in case you ask me again.
Yeah, thanks. LD2coin.io are going to help him get a wallet set up if he doesn't already have one. I mean, if you already have a wallet set up.
Extra Von Nauhaus, the guy at LD2coin, they're going to help him do that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you already got a wallet set up, then you may already know what you're doing. If you've had Ethereum tokens before, then you know how to do this.
Yep.
But a lot of people haven't. A lot of people, this is new for them. Anyway, go to LD2coin.io because the limited edition tokens that he won. He's won 10 of these things. It's a $350 value.
Mm-hmm.
These limited edition tokens, there's only 10,000 of them, and last we checked, there were less than 4,000 of these things left. So if you want to get in on the pre-sale, because eventually there's going to be a not limited edition that can continue to be minted, so to speak, into the future. So if you want to get in on this limited edition, go to ld2coin.io. You can read the white paper and get into this. Part of the value I think that I think a lot of people will be excited about is the idea that cryptocurrency sort of by its nature could go to zero. Right? Like if it fails, it could go to zero.
There could be a catastrophic news surrounding cryptocurrency tomorrow and, you know, hacked, and I don't know what terms they would use, but basically
it's unlikely that those things will happen.
It could. And whereas silver, not likely that that would happen.
Silver is generally going to be worth something, and so the idea is there's a floor on this particular crypto, on the Liberty Dollar 2. There's a floor of the price of silver.
Right.
So it's an interesting concept. You go to ld2coin.io, you'll learn more about it there. Legal news here, according to techdirt.com, it doesn't appear the Supreme Court will have to resolve a circuit split on the FBI's malware warrant used in its Playpen child porn investigation.
Okay.
Longtime listeners will remember the Free Talk Live studios were caught up in this particular investigation more than two and a half years ago.
I haven't heard anything about it.
Coming up on 3 years ago, they raided our studios alleging that somebody on one of the computers, ostensibly here...
A computer that was on the our Wi-Fi.
Yeah, somebody on the Wi-Fi here, ostensibly.
More than 100 people had access.
I don't know if it was that many, but it was a lot. I would say dozens of people did have access to it. Anyway, they say that somebody went to this website that was run by the FBI. Eventually, they'd taken over a site on the darknet.
It's worth pointing out to everyone listening that during March of 2015, the Federal Bureau of Investigations was the largest distributor of child pornography in the world.
That's correct. For 2 weeks.
Yeah, they did it. They distributed child pornography. And if distributing child pornography is bad, and I'm willing to agree that it is, then... why would it be okay for the Federal Bureau of Investigations to do it? It's not like they got everybody. They distributed this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't even get close to everybody. Most of the people aren't even in the country.
They did raid, I don't know, a lot of places, and they did make over 100 arrests.
More than 100 arrests.
Some of whom were actual child porn producers.
They went and arrested their own co-conspirators. Like, well, if I go out and deal crack, I'm going to meet a lot of crack dealers.
That's true.
So if I go out and distribute child porn, I'm going to meet a lot of people that use child porn.
And that's right. What they did.
Is it amazing?
If the FBI went out and distributed crack, as you said, and a whole bunch of it, lots and lots of crack, and then arrested something like 0.01% of the people to whom they sold crack.
Then they can say, we really put a dampener on this drug dealers, right?
Ladies and gentlemen of America, Mr. and Mrs. America, would you call that a victory? Because I don't call that a victory. I call it a victory in distributing child pornography, but not a victory in stopping it.
There's also, so that's just sort of like the basics of what happened, right? Then you get into the dirty details of exactly how this operation was being run, and it gets even uglier. The same day, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, according to Detector, found in favor of the FBI, the Seventh Circuit reached the same conclusion, and they linked to the court orders, bringing the FBI's good faith total to 5 appellate wins versus 0 losses. The Seventh's reasoning echoes that of the other circuit courts. The warrant may have been invalid, seeing as its jurisdictional limits were immediately violated by the FBI's malware deployment.
By the way, law is an opinion, and it's my opinion, this warrant was invalid as heck.
And all of the courts have agreed. The warrant was invalid. However, they're basically saying, no biggie. That's essentially what this boils down to. Because if you don't recall the case, the FBI went to a magistrate judge, which is like one of the lowest level, apparently, judges.
Right, traffic court judge, basically.
They went to a judge in like Virginia or D.C. or something like that, and they only had, you know, jurisdiction over a very small plot of land, basically, and said, we want to put this malware on this website and infect people's computers and get, you know, find out where they're located. And ultimately,
admittedly, infect the computers of people who are visiting a child pornography website.
That's what their intention was.
That's the idea was. Yeah.
And so the judge approved the warrant, but the thing is the judge couldn't approve a warrant for beyond its jurisdiction. So technically the warrant only applied for computers that happened to be in the jurisdiction where that magistrate judge was, not every other state or every other county or wherever it was that was outside of that jurisdiction.
Right.
So it was an illegal warrant because it was then allowing the FBI to install.
Why not go to a federal judge? I mean, if you can get the federal judges here to say, this is in good faith, then one would presume
laziness?
That they could have done that to begin with.
Incompetence or laziness. I mean, those are pretty common among bureaucrats.
I'm of the opinion that if I was sitting on the court and the Federal Bureau of Investigations came to me and said, hey, we're going to distribute a whole bunch of child pornography, I would say, no, you're not, gentlemen.
Here's the excerpt from the Seventh Circuit Court. Federal Rule of Criminal Procedure 41B1 authorizes a magistrate judge to issue a warrant to search for and seize a person or property located within the magistrate judge's district. This warrant, they say, extended to people and property located outside of the magistrate's district.
Pretty clearly.
Defendants contend that a void warrant is tantamount to no warrant at all, nullifying the good faith exception. We disagree, said the court. Even if the warrant were void ab initio, which means from the beginning, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. We would treat this like any other constitutional violation. We see no reason to make the good faith exception unavailable in such cases. What is a good faith exception? Well, in summary, it essentially means that, they had the best of intentions when they were doing this. They just wanted to bust some child pornographers.
It's the reason why a lot of police departments make you fail an IQ test before they hire you. It basically says if you can come up with staff who's stupid enough to believe anything you tell them, that it's okay, the Constitution doesn't apply to them.
Right, if they were doing it on accident, we didn't know, we're just trying to bust the bad guys, we didn't realize we were violating the warrant and doing illegal things. Good faith.
Yeah, you know, the warrant is a technicality to me. You know, to me, what the problem is the United States federal government, through the Federal Bureau of Investigations, was the largest distributor of child pornography on the planet in March of 2015. And anybody who thought that was a good idea clearly doesn't think that child pornography is bad.
There's more coming up here. Your thoughts, welcome. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
We have some good news. The indictments against Ross Ulbricht in the District of Maryland were dismissed with prejudice, meaning they can never be refiled. This is especially good because those indictments contain the only charge ever made that Ross engaged in murder for hire. This was a serious allegation that Ross Ulbricht denies. It was never prosecuted or ruled on by a jury, but was trumpeted by the federal government and the media as if it were proven fact. The Maryland court held these indictments for almost 5 years, poisoning Ross's case and leaving him under a cloud of unproven allegations. As explained in Ross's appeal to the Supreme Court, the fact that the judge used these allegations to give Ross a draconian sentence of double life without parole violated his Sixth Amendment right to a jury trial. Judges are required to issue sentences based on convictions decided by a jury, not unproven allegations, never even charged at trial. Although this is a positive development, the dropped indictment will not set Ross free. Now, a presidential pardon is Ross's only hope of freedom. Sign the petition at FreeRoss.org. FreeRoss.org.
Hearing a lot about CBD these days? Yes, but which CBD products can you trust? Which website can provide proper education about CBD along with high-quality products? The answer? CBDonly.com. CBD, or cannabidiol, is one of hundreds of compounds found in the cannabis plant and one that contains a variety of medicinal benefits. Many doctors are starting to recommend CBD to their patients as an alternative or supplement to some pharmaceutical medications. CBD is becoming widely known to relieve pain, inflammation, and anxiety. Unlike THC that is found in the plant, CBD does not
not have psychoactive effects. In other words, it does not give the effect of being high. All CBDOnly.com products are lab tested to ensure the highest quality standards. Shop CBDOnly.com for CBD oils, edibles, vapes, skincare, even CBD for your pets. That's CBDOnly.com. And to receive 15% off your order on CBDOnly.com, use discount code CBDNOW. Remember, shop for CBD products you can trust. Shop CBDOnly.com, your CBD superstore.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah. Free Talk Live. Moments remain. Right here, enough time for you if you dial in now. Our number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got our Discord call-in lines over at discord.lrn.fm. And don't forget, speaking of Discord, didn't really tell you a whole lot of about what that is. It's a chat server. You can go and interact with other Free Talk Live listeners during, before, and after the show. It's there 24 hours a day. It's also there during some of the other shows on LRN.FM, so if you want to interact with other freedom lovers and some not-so-freedom lovers, because there's no litmus test to get into the server, we'll let anybody in there who behaves themselves and doesn't threaten everybody. If you start threatening people, there's a special room just for you called the Toxic User Zone. But otherwise, it's a pretty well-behaved server, and there's actually, I think, about 600 of the 800 or so people that are on that server are active within the last month, so it's actually a very well-used active server, and it's fun. It's free. So go to discord.lrn.fm. You can get on there.
Doesn't suck like Facebook.
I agree. So head on over to discord.lrn.fm. Now, what does suck is the federal government courts just deciding, yeah, those warrants were illegal, they were invalid, but, you guys had the best of intentions while doing it, so we'll just go ahead and let that
slide.
Yeah, we
don't really do warrants anymore.
Right now, these warrants, they're just a formality anyway.
They really are.
And so they're just basically coming right out here. This more from TechDirt.com. We're talking about when the federal government ran the, as you pointed out, Mark, the largest child porn distribution website for two solid weeks in the year 2015, which resulted in several investigations, but regardless of the investigation, some of the numbers that I remember we read previously was in the hundreds of thousands, ostensibly, of images and or videos
right.
that were served out of this federal government server.
Yeah, I think it's almost a million images.
And that led to only, what, 100 arrests. So, I mean, there's how many other thousands of people out there that access those things served by the federal government? Anyway, going on. This is the interpretation here by TechDirt.com, basically announcing that yet another federal appeals court has looked at this this issue and ruled in favor of the federal government. So the opinion
looks
piece
like,
here.
Looks like the federal government does not think that the federal government has done anything too terribly wrong.
Correct. By Tim Cushing says, I'm sure the Seventh Circuit Court didn't mean to make it sound like it would excuse any other constitutional violation, but that's kind of how it reads. What the court's saying is it won't suppress the evidence obtained with an invalid warrant. It doesn't go so far as the other courts have to find that there's no deterrent effect in suppressing evidence because the illegal actions engaged in by the FBI were made legal after the fact because they changed the rules.
Right.
I don't know if you remember that, but they basically modified the Rule 41 that they're talking about here that had prevented, ostensibly, this judge from making a warrant that could go beyond his magistrate's district. They changed that rule to make it so they can do that now.
Yeah, that's fine.
Apparently. But it does say suppression is unreasonable because it punishes the FBI for the magistrate judge's error.
It punishes the FBI for running a child porn site.
Oh, no, they're not being punished
for that.
But
the FBI went to the magistrate judge and asked
for permission. We run a child porn site?
Right. Yes. Another quote from the decision. The deterrence rationale for the exclusionary rule aims at the conduct of the police, not the conduct of the magistrate judge. And then they cite some case. Thus, whether the magistrate judge lacked authority has no impact on the rule. As Leon explains, penalizing the officer for the magistrate's error rather than his own cannot logically contribute to the deterrence of Fourth Amendment violations. So basically saying that, well,
the judge shopping isn't real. That's why they went to the JP.
Yeah. So the
just the JP?
Justice of the Peace.
The magistrate,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So
the lowly traffic.
Are you
judge.
Saying the reason why they went to this low judge is because they knew they'd get the warrant easily from this judge as opposed to
so
a different judge?
I don't know the specifics enough to say that definitively, but that's a thing. Mm-hmm. And I mean, for a warrant like this, why would you go to the most local judge you can find?
It's really I really don't understand that particular part because it looks like the federal courts of appeals just don't seem to have a problem with this, which would then suggest that they could just go anywhere and have gotten a warrant that allows them to distribute a million images of child pornography around the world and then pick up 100 people. And for the those kind of catch numbers, it basically looks like they just want to distribute child pornography.
What's more troubling, says TechDirt, is that its discussion of the FBI's good faith grants credence to one of the FBI's more disingenuous arguments, that the malware it sent was a tracking device rather than a search, making its deployment from a seized server in Virginia constitutional, because the FBI obviously can't control where tracking devices end up after they've been deployed. This legal theory has been criticized in other courts, even while finding the FBI overall acted in good faith. And they quote from the Third Circuit's decision, which calls out the FBI for its appellate-level goalpost moving, saying,
yes.
Quote, we need not resolve the contention that the government waived this argument because we find that the government's tracking device analogy is, this is a word, inapposite, inapposite. As an initial matter, it's clear the FBI did not believe that
out of place or inappropriate.
Thank you. So the tracking analogy is out of place. It's clear the FBI didn't believe.
It's not out of place. It's not inapposite.
Oh, so you looked up apposite. Okay.
Right. I didn't look up not inapposite.
It's clear. No, you looked up apposite or inapposite?
Inapposite.
Right. So the sentence here is we find the government's tracking device analogy is inapposite. So this was the court saying
out of place.
This is garbage. This particular thing is garbage.
I thought you said it was not inapposite.
No. As an initial matter, it's clear the FBI did not believe that the NIT, which is their term for the malware, the network investigative technique, was a tracking device at the time that it sought the warrant. So after the fact, they changed it to, this is just a tracking device. Warrants issued under the Rule 41B are specialized documents that are denominated tracking warrant and require the government to submit a specialized application for a tracking warrant. Here, the FBI did not submit an application for a tracking warrant. Rather, it applied for and received a standard search warrant. Indeed, the term tracking device is absent from the NIT warrant application and supporting affidavit. However, the Seventh Circuit gives the government credit where none is due. Quote, perhaps the warrant impermissibly allowed the search of computers outside the magistrate judge's district, as the defendants suggest. But the government suggests another theory. It notes that under the Rule 41B, a magistrate judge can issue a warrant for the installation of a tracking device within the district that can track movement outside of the district. And further, they say the government characterizes the NIT as such a device, maintaining that its installation occurred in district because defendants were accessing servers located in that district.
That is absolute horse crap.
Absolutely not.
So I can go to a local city judge, and I can say that I'd like to put a tracking device on every car that ever passes through this town, mm-hmm. which clearly most of them will not end up in this tiny little burb. And then I should be able to track them from everywhere? No!
It also means that I can do anything illegal I want online as long as the server is somewhere else. This is not how we do jurisdiction locus in any other scenario.
Law.
They say choosing...
I'm sorry. Law is dead in America. Criminal law is just dead in America.
Having done that, final thoughts here from Tech Dirt, the court declares that it won't discuss the tracking device any further because it's already said suppression would punish the FBI for the magistrate's error. The evidence remains in play, and the convictions of all three defendants are affirmed. The problem with these decisions is they tacitly encourage law enforcement to ask judicial permission for illegal searches because if it's granted, it's the magistrate's fault, not the officer's. And the evidence obtained illegally won't be suppressed because, after all, the officer can't be expected to be an attorney, right? The officers aren't allowed to make legal conclusions in theory. So
right, in theory.
The officer knows they're not going to get any kind of repercussions for asking for an illegal warrant. And then they can blame the judge for issuing the illegal warrant, at the same time pulling their hands off and saying, well, we didn't know. We're just dumb police officers.
We're just trying to catch bad guys.
When the FBI asked for permission...
And distribute child pornography!
Yeah.
Lots of it!
When the FBI asked for permission to engage in extraterritorial searches, the Department of Justice was pushing for removal of those jurisdictional limits. It's impossible. The agent swearing out the warrant was unaware of this fact. It was a bad faith request converted to good faith by the magistrate's approval, whitewashing the FBI's actions and making the evidence unassailable in court.
Not to mention insulting the intelligence of every American that can read.
The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. You'll need that for tomorrow night if you want to comment on this or anything that we've discussed. You know, one thing that there was one approach here that did seem to work for one of the people who challenged this, which was to ask for the NIT.
Okay.
To ask in discovery for, hey, you guys installed this thing on my computer.
You deserve...
I want the code.
Right. You're able to face your accuser,
right.
And if your accuser observed you in some manner, you're able to look at that, you know, observational point,
The FBI
right?
tossed the case out.
Yeah.
When that happened.
Yes.
Because they want to keep this code, and they want to keep it a secret, and they want to use it to go after people who are just going to take a plea deal.
Who will
right?
just take a plea deal.
Yeah. Yes. All right. So, and in theory, it could be used for something useful, like, you know, actually, like, catching a terrorist or something like that, but...
Yeah, use it for that.
See you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, you can join us at freetalklive.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.